T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, my producer, Tara Cates, just told me this isn't a horse, it's a butterfly.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
I like turtles.
The Fan.
All right, it's hour 3.
Woot woot.
It's been flying by. So much fun. So much fun doing this show with you. I appreciate you having me back.
Same to you.
Oh, well, you're too kind. Hopefully Dusty should be back on Monday. He's just taking the one day off. But if he's gone, just call me up. I'd be happy to join you again. Will should be back. Will was supposed to go to the coast. Did he get the COVID tickles after this last shot?
Apparently yesterday morning at around, I got a phone call yesterday at 8:30 from the great Jason Swigard. And knowing me, 8:30 is kind of like a, what's going on here? And he called me and said that Luke looked, quote, terrible.
You keep calling him Luke.
Sorry, Luke. Will. Sorry,
that's the Will.
Sorry, my apologies.
No,
it's because I'm looking at you.
Yeah, it's fine.
That Will looked terrible on Thursday. So I came in and did the show with AJ and Dusty. But he had already had this day planned off for a long time.
This day, yes.
So I'm not sure. I hope he's better. I don't know many people that have vaccine reactions that last a second day.
Yeah, because Mike Lynch had the one day.
I was down for the count one day.
Okay.
And I kind of survived mine a little bit. Mine was, I was just uncomfortable and didn't sleep very well.
Man, I sailed through.
I got lucky.
I went Pfizer.
I'm Pfizer.
Moderna,
I've heard
I've also heard that if you have a really strong reaction, it means you have a good immune system.
So I'm not saying
y'all are screwed, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I am not, because I was down for the count.
Well, I don't know what's going on with my immune system, but my wife tested positive for COVID back in July, and then both of my kids tested positive. I tested negative, and then I was like, maybe it was one of those false negatives. We went and donated blood at the Red Cross, which if you want to get the antibody test, you donate blood, they'll automatically give you that. So I went in and donated twice, and I have not had antibodies in either ones. So I may have even shared a bed with someone that had COVID, and I'm clean.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. You talk about immune system. You want
to
have the little immune system battle?
Jeez.
I'm good.
Did you wear your mask?
Good to go. No.
That'd be so stressful.
Well, so the first, we found out my wife tested positive, and we went, all right, let's lock you in the Princess Tower, because we are lucky enough to have a castle that we live in.
That's cool.
So we put her up in the West Wing, and then I stayed with the kids in the East Wing. And then the preschool that my kids go to stayed open, so they said, if you could get your kids tested, we'd love to know if they had it. We take in both of the little scamps, and they both tested positive, which was terrifying, because I'm like, but they never showed a symptom. And so my negative tests were like, let's just assume I had it. And I did the full quarantine. But we opened up the entire mansion at that point so that my wife could interact with the children. Because
once you're all positive.
Well, and it's like, I wasn't going to isolate myself, because I've been taking care of the kids for 3 days. Mm. Exclusively, so I was like, if I got it, I already got it. Never actually did test positive, and then just went to Hawaii, had another negative test. So, this guy. I don't know what's in the Anderson blood, but I might be immune to the whole thing.
I worked at the brew pub from March through October, and that was terrifying every day.
Yeah,
I bet.
Droves of people, and the guy gets up and walks 40 feet to the bathroom, and at about 30 feet, he finally puts his mask on, when somebody pulls it down to ask you a question, and you're just exposed all day, every day, the chances that I survived without ever having it is probably slim, but I never had symptoms, so I never got tested.
There you go. The only symptom my wife got was the loss of taste and smell, and that one seems like the most terrifying, because there's some people.
How long did she lose it?
2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Oh. And it came back slowly, but there was reports of people that lost it for and like still don't have it. Yeah. Can you imagine not being able to taste your food?
That'd be unfortunate.
She was describing it as just bizarre. Well, and it's pretty dangerous not to be able to smell things because, you know, you leave a burner on or something on the stove and, you know, all of the senses you have are supposed to work together to keep you alive. So, yeah, nice to know. But let me be a little, you know, more free with my hygiene, which was great for me for those 2 weeks. I mean, we're all locked in the house and nobody's leaving anywhere. I'm like, I don't need to put on deodorant. She can't even smell.
Unnecessary.
Good to go. Last night.
Yes.
You're having a conversation with folks. I've heard this stupid idea from idiots that I know. But people in sports media trying to convince you, the one and only AJ McCord, that it would be a good idea for the Blazers to intentionally lose to get into the play-in tournament so that they could potentially match up against the Phoenix Suns as a 1 or 2 seed?
As opposed to matching up against the Clippers, which if they finish 6th, the Clips are currently in 3rd.
Yes.
So they were saying, and it wasn't just, there's a lot of people advocating for the play-in is not that bad because you may get a better matchup.
There's a difference between not as bad and, oh, you actually should hope for that.
Yeah.
Are two very different things.
And that was what it was you should hope that they end up in the play-in tournament so that they avoid the Clippers. The Clippers need to be avoided at all costs. I get it. It's not a great matchup for Portland. Do you remember the last time the Blazers played somebody? Well, actually, 2 times ago, I guess. 2019. Bad matchup for Portland was the Oklahoma City Thunder. Terry Stotts put the entire bench in against Sacramento Kings in the regular season finale because he wasn't dying to hold on to that number 3 spot. He was okay dropping to the 4 spot to avoid the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The difference in that scenario, though, and I won't even say that it was an intentional, you know, the only benefit was intentionally avoiding the matchup that you have.
Right.
You know you're still getting a home court
your
advantage in the series.
Yes.
You do get to rest your players.
Right. The rest is important.
It really, after playing all of these basketball games, probably better to play less games than more games.
And that is what I'm saying. When I was talking to CJ McCollum last night, Jason Quick asked him, "Hey, how are you feeling?" His answer, "I am tired as S."
Yeah,
that's what he said because of the back to back between Utah and then Phoenix. And then I went on to ask him about, hey, how important is it for you to have this rest, to have a week of rest as opposed to going into a potential play-in situation? And he had a good answer for me. I don't know if we have that audio.
We might have that audio, but Patrick's busy doing other things. So no big deal.
The CJ audio
is crucial. We've been banged up all season. I came back, obviously, in 8 weeks, and I've been playing ever since. We basically played every other day, 5 games in 7 days, a few times in the last few weeks. So, you know, being able to get some rest is extremely important. You don't want to kind of limp into the postseason. We played in the playing game in the past and had a short turnaround, and that led to, you know, a lot of fatigue, and then we ended up having some injuries in the playoffs. So I would love to be able to work on my game for a couple of days and not have to play in an actual game, be able to practice some stuff. And I'm sure coaches would like to go over some stuff as opposed to just preparing for a game every day. So I think the teams that are able to get a break, you know, are happy about it and will use that to their advantage.
It seems obvious. I mean, if you get into the playoff tournament, you're playing more games.
Right.
Going out and preparing for any basketball game, regardless of whether or not you have a matchup that you prefer, you cannot take a game lightly in the NBA.
No.
You see it all the time where if you overlook a team, and it's not as critical in the middle of, you know, December or whatever it is, but good teams lose to bad teams all the time in the NBA. You put everything on the line, you have to be laser focused on that. And you still don't know what the next matchup's going to be because you have to get through the amount of concentration, the amount of energy that goes to it, and then actually playing the game. It's idiotic to think that there's a better scenario when you're stuck in a playing game.
And if you look at the potential matchups, right? If you get the 7 spot, which is basically what they would get, they're either 6 or 7 at this point. So if you get the 7 spot, you're going to play most likely, you're going to play either the Warriors or the Grizzlies.
Yep.
If you don't play them in that first game and you lose, you're going to play them in that second game because whoever wins that is probably going to beat the Spurs. So you are banking on, let's say it's 7 Blazers, 8 Warriors, 9 Grizzlies, 10 Spurs. That's mm-hmm. where it currently is if the season ended and the Blazers were in the 7th spot. You have to go against Steph Curry and the Warriors, who are playing their best basketball yep. of the season. You've seen what can happen when Steph Curry just gets in one of his moods. And for 48, like, it all happens. And so then, let's say, okay, worst case scenario, you lose to the Warriors. Now you have to play again. And you're playing, oh, yeah, the Memphis Grizzlies. How has that gone this season?
Not great.
Not great.
Not great.
Not great. And you're tired. And then you have to turn around, and 2 days later, you're going to be in an opening series against either the Jazz or the Suns. How did those matchups go in the regular season outside of the Jazz on Wednesday night?
Yeah. What's the goal? What's a goal for the Blazers? What's a
make
goal
it
for
out of
anything?
The first round is what I have heard from every Blazers fan, truthfully.
Yeah, but what does that accomplish? It keeps Terry Stotts' job.
Mm.
It gives us all a little bit of hope. The goal is to win a championship, right?
Of course.
The goal is to win a championship. Who do you have to beat to win a championship?
Everybody.
There you go.
Exactly.
And take them in whatever order they come. Chris Paul said it in the clip that we played earlier in the show, where the West is insanely tough. It's always been insanely tough. Any matchup that you have is going to be difficult. When we play this little game, it's such a fun sports fan thing to do, is be like, well, what matchup is better? What is this? What? The reason the Western Conference didn't win every single championship in the last 10 years is the Warriors played the Raptors with everybody hurt, and they played the Cavaliers after getting a player ejected and multiple injuries.
Yep.
Healthy, the West would win. You can go back and count all the championships. Where do you go back to? Like the Heat team,
yeah,
the super teams. And but they even lost to a Mavericks team that shouldn't have been in the finals.
Right.
And then there's a Detroit Pistons team out of nowhere that won a championship.
Yep.
You look at the West, they are insanely tough. You're going to have to beat the Clippers at some point. You're going to have to beat somebody better than you at some point. Take them on to the first round when you won't be any fresher. Mm-hmm. You won't have played any other playoff games. Yes, they're a tough matchup, but all you can do is when you get a tough matchup, hope that you're playing at your best, hope they're playing at their worst, hope you're healthy, mm-hmm. hope they're not. That, I mean, those are the ways that yep. you get past a team, and you're going to have to play them at some point. So shut up. Don't make this more difficult. Be the highest seed you possibly can going into the playoffs. And then play your best basketball against whoever you're playing with.
And have
no matter
the how. Most rest.
That's all you can
have
ask for.
Have the most rest yeah. because the difference, CJ said it, the difference in having a game plan for even just one mm-hmm. more team on that Tuesday, whether it's the Warriors or the Grizzlies, which they're tied right now and the Warriors own the tiebreak. So whether it's the Warriors or the Grizzlies, that means you're going Sunday, Tuesday, and then either yeah. Saturday or Sunday. Worst case, you're going Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, or Sunday
yep.
against a team that has been resting for
the entire time. Ugh.
I don't like it.
Weekend, would you rather Patrick or P. Harris edition? We do it next. It is AJ and Dusty with
every destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Breeders. There you go. Called Cannonball. I always get them mixed up with Veruca Salt.
The no? girl from Willy Wonka?
No, Veruca Salt, the band.
I was going to say that.
Veruca Salt has, what is there? Volcano Girls. But it's named after the girl.
I'm the worst with band names and artists. I'm the worst. Oh. And so as soon as you said that,
The band is named after the young lady.
Big jerk. She's a big jerk.
She is a big jerk. But yeah, they're both like mid-90s punk girl bands.
Ah.
Yeah. They both have like one song.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. It's time. Is everybody ready?
I'm never ready for this. This always stresses me out.
Patrick, how you feeling?
I'm great, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Patrick Harris edition of Weekend, Would You Rather.
This is a PETA-free edition of Would You Rather,
Thank
AJ.
Goodness. Thank goodness.
I've got your back here. I've got three for you today.
You know that you might not be invited back, where Will's like, no, I got this gig.
Well, that's all right. Let's see. We got one sports and we got two mess around. We'll start with the sports because you guys just talked about it. Would you rather be stuck in the play-in tournament in the NBA forever? Or would you rather be stuck in the first four tournament of the NCAA forever?
Ooh. I'll let you take this one first. I am not...
I'd probably do play-in because at least it's double elimination if you're in the 7-8 spot. Whereas first four, man, that's brutal. And the odds are so stacked against you.
Just saw someone make a run to the final.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I know.
If the first four, which I'm still miffed by the first four and how it's not like all 16 seed matchups. That weird 11 seed matchup just still throws me off.
I'm actually the opposite. I don't think it's fair for those really tiny schools that are already 16 seeds to have to play in to get blown out.
It's just weird that it's
not
that
way. I think it should be
way.
Like a UCLA and Michigan State. You're not very good, so you can kind of get in.
I can go either way. It's weird that it's not uniform, I guess, is the weird
that
thing.
It's different seeds.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's different seeds throws me. First of all, why are they even doing it? It's a stupid thing to have. They should just get rid of it. But then if you're going to have it, make it universal. All 11 seeds play or all 16 seeds, whatever it is. I don't care. Five seeds. But I would take the play-in tournament because it's one game. You can say you won a tournament game. The celebration that you get from those, from winning one of those games. The NBA is all business.
That's true.
And the playoff bonuses and all of the things that you're trying to get in there. It's a college experience versus a pro experience. And there's one has jubilation. One is like just anxiety. Okay, we won this tournament. Now we have to go and really take care of business. Because watch, if the Blazers get in and they win their way into the playoffs, Dame does not smile.
No.
One time for winning the play-in tournament. He just looks madder.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, you have to either listen to the same band forever or watch the same television show forever.
Can you listen to like different songs and watch
yes.
different episodes?
Yes. Oh, but I'd you can only choose, episodes. You know, Jay-Z's catalog or The Office.
Okay.
I'd probably do
and if
TV
they put
shows.
Out new music, they put out new music.
New
if there's
season?
A new season, there's a new season.
And you ever try to listen to new Bob Dylan? Like, he's still putting out music. And but Foo Fighters have been making music for 25 years. If I choose the band, do I get any iterations of their band?
Nope, it is the band. Do not get side projects.
No side projects.
No, otherwise I choose Paul McCartney. Duh.
Well, I might choose Dave Grohl. I was just thinking that because then I get Nirvana, Foo Fighters, and anything he does on YouTube.
Queens
just did
of Stone Age.
Yeah. Well, he just did a Trent Reznor remix that was very good.
Like you have to live in this world.
You know, no, I understand that. The question, I don't watch much TV. So if I had to watch just The Office, I'd probably be okay. That I listen to a lot more music. I don't have to watch any more TV than I currently consume.
Correct.
Then I'll take TV.
Yeah, I think I'll take
it. I listen to a lot more music than I do watch television.
Yeah, anytime these questions come around in my life, because I'm a very music-heavy person, anytime these questions come around in my life, I almost always have to side with movies. But streaming television is at an all-time high right now.
Yeah.
And actually just getting bigger. So I threw it out there because I wanted to see where you guys were.
No, that's fair. You would take music, though?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I watch enough TV that I think watching one show would drive me crazy.
But you can still watch movies. You can still watch.
Yeah, I can still do all that stuff. And I mean, honestly, I really only listen to like five bands.
And then does it have to be like, because the other thing I was thinking was Saturday Night Live is always constantly putting out new stuff.
You can
go back and watch the Eddie Murphy stuff. I could watch just Saturday Night Live and skip the other shows or something too. Or just watch Tucker Carlson or whatever your show is.
Tucker Forever. Yikes. All right. And your last one is social media based. It's kind of like the last one. You have to live in this world. You have to choose one of these.
Okay.
You only get TikTok or we go back to MySpace.
TikTok.
I think MySpace was the only social media I ever actually engaged with. How old I am.
I go TikTok. I think it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't contribute much to TikTok, but I'd rather... You can learn some things. Yesterday, Dusty and I learned that you can mute your microphone, your microwave.
Yep, we did learn that yesterday.
Yeah, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that was thanks to TikTok.
My girlfriend shows me TikTok, or I see her scrolling on it, and I am so overwhelmed and so confused, and I feel like such an old man, that at least MySpace, I could have my background, my song, my top friends. I could chat with Tom if I ever wanted to catch up.
Yeah. Yeah, my thing is, even if you went with TikTok, at some point, TikTok will be MySpace, just the way things tend to evolve. It feels like there'll be whatever's next. We'll leave TikTok behind. Because I think Facebook's kind of that way now, where it's like, is anybody on Facebook? Yeah, my parents are still on Facebook. So at some point, it will all end up being MySpace, where it's just in the trash heap of social media. So I'll just stick with the OG and stay with MySpace.
When Facebook came out and basically said they weren't interested in like sports streaming rights, I just went, thank God. Thank God. Because I can handle Amazon, Hulu, whoever wants to do it, I can handle that. But if we had to be on Facebook to watch sports, I've seen like Oregon State play Hawaii on Facebook, and that was awful. That was absolutely brutal. Quality was terrible. The browser was terrible. Everything.
The Amazon game, though, where you can flip through the different broadcasts.
I haven't seen an Amazon game yet.
Oh, yeah. Amazon did fun. But yeah, you have like three or four different broadcasts you can choose from. Joy Taylor did one of them.
Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer were a broadcast.
Yeah, they had your typical,
like your Thursday night crew.
Yeah, your sports broadcast guy and your jock doing the one. And then it was the female broadcast, which was Kramer and Hannah Storm. I think you're right. And then Joy Taylor hosted like a couple former players.
Oh yeah.
And they did like the lounge.
Yep.
And it took me a second. I was like, whose voice is that? Because you always hear Joy, but you don't always connect with it. And they were just kind of BSing about every play. And they're like, somebody make more nachos? And they're like, oh my God, that guy got smoked. And they were just, it was just genuine reactions. And I actually watched that for a little bit.
Yeah, I think Taylor Rooks does something like that with the NBA playoffs every year too, with Bleacher Report.
Yeah, so as the technology progresses, those will just get better and better. But TV's going to have to figure something out, or they're going to get, passed by, TV's already in trouble.
It's valid.
Let's be honest. All right. Yeah, that's it. Well done, Patrick. Thanks. That was
good job.
Thank you.
Very enjoyable.
It's all right. I liked the first one the best. The play-in tournament versus the first four.
Yeah.
Will comes up with these like, okay, you have to land one of the ones, which again,
aren't most of his like wet fart related?
No.
Okay. No, I hosted once. It was just me and Will. I think both you and Dusty were out. And Will's Would You Rather was like or maybe it was me and Dusty. And it was like, would you rather have wings like a bird or gills like a fish? And we were like, well, I'd rather fly. And he was like, yeah, but you don't have hands now. We were like,
Yeah, he just throws it in after you answer.
Like, you don't have hands because you have wings.
Yeah.
You don't have no ambidextry. So we obviously switched to gills because opposable thumbs.
Well, but do you get talons?
No, just wings.
Just wings in your regular feet.
And I think they were like pigeon wings.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one was like, you have to land a seaplane with a bunch of rats or land a helicopter with a bunch of bees. And I was like, I guess I'll take the seaplane.
Pass?
Yeah.
On all of it?
Opt out. I feel more confident like kicking rats away than I do swatting at bees.
I actually think I heard that show, AJ. I think I was listening to that show.
So he comes up with these and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is an impossible situation.
Assuming you couldn't have a final game like Kobe, could you do much better than Udonis Haslam? That's my question for you. We'll discuss how his last game in front of home fans, possible last game in front of home fans, ended. We'll discuss that after.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
It is not AJ and Dusty. It's AJ and Luke. Dusty back on Monday. Just found out where he is. Apparently, he's drinking and playing golf.
Ah.
It's not so bad.
No.
It's a pretty good way to spend this weekend if you had to.
We had some texters ask if he took the weekend off to head to South America to continue his fix.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, no. Apparently, he's playing golf in Bend. That's what I'm hearing. But texters may be right. We may be getting, a smoke screen sent our way. So who knows?
Who can be sure?
Well, Dusty.
That's true.
You can talk to him on Monday about it.
Hunter Dozier and Jose Abreu
and they both got pulled. Can hear you, Patrick. Second inning.
Well, it was a
pop. Everybody,
Patrick's talking about baseball.
Can everybody hear Patrick? We can hear you talking baseball.
Sorry.
No, no, you're good. You're good.
We just want to be in on the conversation.
If you want to catch us up on Jose Abreu, that's fantastic. You're getting a little closer to the mic. It's all good. Rop sabotaging our show. We'll blame Rop. So back in the 2002 draft, a young man named Udonis Haslem coming out of Florida, he went undrafted, played a little professional basketball in France, and then joined the Miami Heat later in the 2002 season, and he has played his entire career in Miami. He is now 40 years old. On June 9th, he turns 41.
Wow.
He has been around a long time, and he's seen many iterations of the Miami Heat. He's seen three championships. He may have played, we don't know, he hasn't officially said anything, he may have played his last home game in front of the Miami fans last night. Not everybody can go out like Kobe with 60 points in their final game. Not everybody can, you know, be the superstar start to finish. He was a role player. He was a very good role player, and in different iterations of Udonis Haslem throughout his career, 18-year NBA career,
yep,
is fantastic. So how does his game go last night? Did you happen to catch?
I did.
What happened to Udonis Haslem's game last night?
Well, he came into his first game of the season, correct? Or in first game in 4 months, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So first game of the season, first time he's seen the court this season.
So he's officially played in 18 seasons.
Officially
now.
Played. He goes 2 of 2 yep. from the field.
Nice.
Picks up one tech.
Yep.
And then in less than 3 minutes of play, he picks up two techs and gets ejected.
For scrapping with Dwight Howard.
Because
Dwight Howard.
How else could you get ejected? According to ESPN Stats and Info, he is the only player in the last 20 years to play in only one game and get ejected.
How good is that? It's so fantastic because it felt very much like a farewell moment.
Yes.
And he rolls out there and he gets the big ovation. And of course, it's not, you know, the championship teams that he played on with the, you know, LeBron and Dwayne Wade. It's not everything you want to be, but this is a team that played for a championship last year and during the COVID bubble. And he goes out with a team that's, you know, right in the playoff mix. He goes out there and gets a 3 minute. Hey, everybody. Goodbye, everybody. I thought that was just a fantastic way to end.
I loved Bam Adebayo's interview afterwards because he was like, oh my, like after the game, he said he was talking to Haslem and he said, oh gee, you taught me a lot. You never taught me to get tossed in 3 minutes. So he said it was like a big brother moment that Adebayo got to be the big brother that time. And it was pretty funny. And he said, it was like a teaching lesson. Just don't get tossed in the first three. You can get the first tech, then wait till the second half to get the other one because momentum swings.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Naturally.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's one thing that we don't see nearly as often, for obvious reasons with, you know, player empowerment and everything that goes on. But there's something cool about a guy that plays his entire career in one place. And for that, I'm sure the fans absolutely love that moment. I wish we had a Miami Heat fan that we could bring on just to talk to. But that would be one of those cool moments. And you're not seeing the same thing. But like when you watch this Portland Trailblazers team, watching Carmelo Anthony accepting his role, playing a bench role, and letting the other superstars go up, kind of curious how long this can last in Portland. The team's been held together, you know, by Neil Olshey and Terry Stotts for the entire career of Damian Lillard. It's been, you know, with the same organization. I wonder if, you know, we all hope for something to be broken up because we want to just break through that ceiling and go and get that championship. But how much of it is just cool to know who those guys are? And you know a lot of them personally, but just going out every night and just being like, this is what we're getting. These what these guys are doing. We'll see if they can break through and get that extra piece that they need. But there's something cool about being able to go through all those ebbs and flows of 18 years with one franchise.
Yeah, that's a long time. And it's something that you just don't see because of all those things that you mentioned. So if that's the way you're going to go out.
Yeah.
Go out with a bang.
Absolutely love it. So cheers and happy trails to Udonis Haslem if that is your final NBA game. It's a great way to go out. A couple other just little news and notes things that I wanted to mention before we get into the final segment. Matt Nagy going to miss the start of rookie minicamps because of COVID. Oh. So the Bears obviously just moved up in the draft and they got themselves a new quarterback. But now the coach not going to make minicamp.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that's super fun. And then, of course, Antonio Brown is now being sued for battery after the assault charges that cropped up from the altercation he had with the moving truck driver. So always good to see things going the right direction for a guy that just came off a Super Bowl win.
Jeez.
It is absolutely lovely to see. So a couple of things I just wanted to get in before the weekend. I mentioned it before. We're not doing a weekend show this weekend. So and Dusty will be back Monday. But let's do the final segment. We'll put a bow on the show. Get to anything that you missed. We'll do that next. It is AJ and Luke on 1080 The Fan and Odyssey.
Thanks for making 1080 The Fan Podcast
90. Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
All right, final segment. I'm looking at the NBA schedule in front of me for Sunday. That is the 16th of May. I haven't counted, but it looks like every single team is playing on the final day of the NBA in the same time slot as the Portland Trail Blazers. Portland taking on Denver. You also have the Clippers, Lakers, Mavericks, who else? Jazz, all playing in that last 6 p.m. time slot, right? So a lot of these teams, Dallas, Los Angeles, looking at you in particular, that will factor into what happens with the Blazers' playoff lives.
Yes. The difference is Lakers and Mavericks still have another game.
They do.
They play tonight. I think both of them. Or maybe tomorrow?
I think Mavericks
Lakers play tomorrow.
Mavericks tonight, Lakers tomorrow.
There we go.
So, with all of that in mind, on Monday, mm-hmm. when you come in here, Patrick and I won't be here, but we'll be listening intently.
Thank you.
On Monday.
This is my time slot. This is when I listen the most.
Yeah. Well, it's the best show. I mean, I know primetime's next, and they're fine, but this show.
I'm just in the car frequently from noon to three.
Okay. You could at least lie to me.
Yeah. Just because it's the best show.
Because I love this show
so much. Because it's the best.
There you go. Thank you, Patrick.
You must not have been a very good actor. I'm just kidding.
So, Patrick, I'll ask you the same question. On Monday, when this show airs at noon, what position are the Blazers in the playoffs? What's their matchup?
You know, I think the Blazers' position for the playoffs come Monday is still losing in the first round.
Oh, you know, I'm losing in the play-in tournament. So they at least make the sixth spot. So I think they'll lose in the first round.
I think they'll make the sixth spot because, I mean, hell, I think they can make the five spot. Okay. I think it's totally possible. I don't think the Lakers are going to win both those games, especially because LeBron might not play in both those games. I think they have play-in tournament written all over them. And honestly, I mean, if the Blazers can play like they played last night, which they should have won, mm-hmm. they might be able to beat anybody in the West.
Well, last night is coming
up. But I haven't seen that yet.
Last night's a back-to-back. You have 2 days rest going into this game on Sunday. So you think
they'll go sixth seed.
Take out Denver and finish in the sixth seed because they still need a little help there.
I'll take sixth seed.
Okay. All right, AJ, what say you?
I also take sixth seed because I don't have the same faith that the Lakers are not going to absolutely, absolutely beat the Pacers and the Pelicans.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers could roll out not the same lineup that they had against the Rockets and beat the Pacers and the Pelicans.
That's such bad basketball.
I'm not saying it's good basketball. I'm just saying that I think the Lakers can beat the Pacers.
Like, I can watch Sunbelt college basketball games that are more entertaining than that.
AD is day-to-day. LeBron, I think, is also day-to-day.
I think they cleared Schroeder today.
Oh. Well, he is...
He's using COVID.
According to the ESPN.com, Schroeder is technically available for Saturday's game, but Coach Frank Vogel is not sure if the point guard will play. Davis did not practice today, but is probable for Saturday's game. He's listed day-to-day. And then LeBron James practiced Friday, officially listed as questionable for Saturday's game.
Controversial statement. I think the Lakers should tank and lose all of these games and lose in the play-in. I'm not joking. And lose in the play-in and get a better draft pick and get somebody on that team that is that can play ball that's not James or Davis. That team's not good without those guys.
Yes, but with those guys, they're as good as anybody.
Yeah.
That's the trouble.
Yeah, the Blazers are atrocious without Dame and CJ.
Well, in this case, these guys can't get healthy. They could use it. I just sit it out.
Sit out these two games. We'll still play the play-in.
Nah, sit it out.
Nah, jeez.
Yeah, no.
What do you think?
Well, I say you could sit out these two games and just go. If any team can navigate their way through the play-in,
right,
you can do it with a healthy LeBron and a healthy AD. If you play balls out to win these next two games and they end up getting hurt worse, now you're in trouble. Because if you go in with either of those guys hobbled, you're in big trouble.
Where do you think the Blazers end up?
I think the Blazers end up in the sixth spot. The Mavericks, who do they have tonight? What's their matchup? I remember it being easy.
Raptors.
Maybe not as easy as I thought. And then they go Raptors.
And then
Minnesota. Oh yeah, Minnesota was the easy one. I think that the Mavericks end up being the 5 seed. I think the Blazers end up being the 6 seed. And I think whatever their matchup is, you're just so much better off. Like we were talking about, you get the rest that you have. You go into it. Does anybody expect the Blazers to win a championship this year? No. But they're going to go with their best shot, not worrying about who their opponent is.
Yep.
That's just the dumbest thing that I've heard. So you just go in with all your guns firing. And they did. They played a great game last night, and they probably should have won. And we didn't talk about the missed free throws by Robert Covington that I think he did just so Carmelo Anthony would not win a game with his defense. He's like, I'm not going to let this guy win a game with his defense. I'm the defensive guy. I'll miss these on purpose.
That's what you think? No. I did get the last 2-minute report from the NBA.
Oh, yes.
They stand by their... their foul call on Norman Powell.
It's not that it wasn't a foul. It was one of those situations where you go, really, you're blowing your whistle on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that you go back and you review it and you do all of those things.
Yep.
But, and then the difference in demeanor between Robert Covington walking to the free throw line and Devin Booker walking to the free throw line. I was like,
Covington, I don't like it.
Covington's not going to make either of these. And then Devin Booker walked up there and I'm like, I guess Stone Cold. That guy's going to make both of these. He didn't even touch the rim. Like, they just went, they barely touched the net.
I was going to say, the net doesn't move.
It didn't. I was like, that's not a good sign. And then, like I said, the one thing that I wanted from that game that we didn't get is you have to get the ball in Dame's hand. I don't care if he's thrown it 3/4 court, because that's a jump shot for him in some parallel universe.
Yes.
Like, it's a shot that I take from, you know, the elbow is the same form he takes from 3/4 court.
Very true.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So it should be a very entertaining weekend of NBA basketball. Any other storylines you're looking at this weekend, or you're just watching WNBA until the Blazers WNBA play?
And also NWSL season opener this weekend. So your Portland Thorns in action on Sunday. And last I saw, there's some tickets still available. That is one of the funnest games in town to go to with the family.
Thorns are amazing. Either one. Pick your poison.
Yeah. Thorns, I think there's still tickets for Sunday's NWSL opener, the Challenge Cup champions.
Hey-o.
And the coolest thing about the Thorns, too, is you can see, I love the Women's World Cup, and you can see at times up to three participants on good teams play for the Portland Thorns.
You're going to have Christine Sinclair, who's always on the Canadian team.
You
have
She's Lindsay, captain.
Yeah. You have Lindsay Horan. You have. And
I personally
Crystal
love
Dunn.
Lindsay Horan.
There you go. That's three right there. Crystal
I like
Dunn.
A good solid
I didn't
midfielder.
Even keep going.
Yeah, I like a good solid midfielder.
They're playing the Chicago Red Stars. 4:00
Watch out! The Red Stars are going to be good this year.
You know that?
No, I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea what I'm talking
about. I'll tell you what. The Thorns are going to be good this
the
year.
The Thorns are going to be good this year. There you go.
To
All
be
right.
fair, they're always solid.
They're always
All
great.
Right. Well, head out, catch a Thorns game. If you can't do that, then just sit at home, watch some WNBA, and then pick up a Blazers game on Sunday. We'll know what the playoffs look like come Monday. I'm off tomorrow. No Sinner and Saint. So everybody have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the beautiful weather. We're done. Bye-bye.